Well, if you've never taken a class in yoga, this one's for you. The roving microphone on site, AM Yoga. Well, here we are in your, I guess I want to say, warm feeling. Literally, we're in Studio A at AIM Yoga. What's going to happen today?
We are getting ready for our noon class. It's a 55-minute class, and so people will start rolling in for that any minute.
Great. And what, I guess, what's going to happen to this class?
They are going to go through various postures and linking that with breath. So we call it a vinyasa class. They'll breathe, move, and then hold some poses and get themselves back to center and feeling great.
And let's take a big step back. AIM Yoga, you the proprietors, what's your stick?
We've been in this space for about a year, and AIM Yoga just started because we love yoga and we love to share it with people, and we wanted to make it accessible. So me and Ashley started on our own about 2.5 years ago. We landed here on the west side about a year ago, and we've been here ever since, in the studio, but still like everywhere else as well.
AIM Yoga, where'd that come from?
AIM stands for I am. So I am, period. It's one of the highest states, so whatever you put after that matters, but really we're working towards you come in here and clear all of that out so you can just create from there.
Who needs yoga?
Everybody. Everybody. Everybody in Grand Rapids and the whole world, and that's why we take it out into the community as well as here.
We bring it into your workplace. We have a teen program. We have a golden program. We have a kids program. And we're even working with Bissell right now, so just stay tuned. We might even do some dog yoga.
That might get me in the studio.
Oh, Shelly.
Okay,
come on.
All right. Okay, so we're in your studio, and it feels warm.
It's
talk
exactly
to me.
What it is. It's called, we call it warm yoga. So we want it to be a little warmer than it is when you're not outside. So you can start to warm the body up in that way. But we don't want to go too hot because we want to create your own internal heat. That's really important to us.
And you have blocks. Is this going to keep me from bumping into my neighbor?
No, we use the blocks in various postures just to help people if they have tight hamstrings or they can't reach the floor or whatever they need it for. But we set them up prior to class so people can come in and know where to set their mat. They go behind them.
So what does it take to enter the door and take a class? What am I wearing?
Anything comfortable that you can move in. So shorts, t-shirt, yoga pants, whatever you have, come on in and we'll make the rest happen.
And I trust be prepared to stay focused for 55 minutes?
Well, that's our goal. We work to help you do that. So you don't have to do that on your own. But then at the end, you defocus and let go. But part of it is that's part of the practice of learning how to focus to right now.
Now, there are no mirrors in here, I guess.
Thank God. Thank God.
I was looking for a mirror.
Yeah, no.
Well, we judge myself.
Yeah, no. That's why. But, I mean, it's also like as when we teach, like we don't do the poses either. It's very much like you learning how to, like, listen to yourself and trust your body. And so you don't need a mirror. Like, you have this and you're good.
And there's, it's this building itself. What did it used to be?
I believe it was they were upholstery and furniture. Something like that. And so we redid it for a studio. It works out great.
How do you know you've done a good job with your students?
Oh, that's a great question. They keep coming back. I mean, really, the community that's built around this place is incredible. We're only a part of this place. Like, really, the students and the community is what makes this place.
Want to teach me a pose?
Yeah.
Let me go get your mat.
Feet to the back of your mat, and you're going to lift your hips up to the sky. So it's like an inverted V. Hands shoulder width distance apart, and then lift your hips high. That's all right. That's why we're here to help. That's why you wouldn't know how. That's why we're here. Good. And then you're going to come on up to your hands and to your knees. And then now lift your hips up towards the sky. So you're going to unbend your knees and straighten your legs.
Becky Martin, teacher.
What's your specialty here at AIM Yoga?
I teach both kids and adults.
And let's see, kids doing yoga. What's up with that?
Yeah, we teach kids from 2.5 all the way up to high school, and then we transition them right into the adult class. So even the 2-year-olds are learning breath and movement and self-regulation skills, and learning to use their own body and be aware of what's going on inside.
Are they doing the downward dog, and are they doing, everything the adult could be doing?
Yeah. Yes. I teach them the same sequence, modified. We incorporate a lot of fun partner poses and games and arts and crafts and books and all coming from the growth mindset.
Why should a kid do yoga?
why shouldn't anyone do yoga? Kids should do yoga because they need to learn about themselves and have tools to self-regulate and to calm themselves down and to have strength and flexibility and a sense of self.
And who's better behaved, the little boy or the little girls?
Depends on the minute.
Michelle Hooksum, owner of Propeller.
And you would be one to have experienced what this is all about. Meaning, what is this experience for you?
It's life-changing, actually. I started practicing with Ashley and Molly probably about 5 years ago. I've been practicing yoga for well over 10 years, but it never stuck with me like it did when I started practicing with Ashley and Molly. It was different.
So what's the definition of life changing? I mean, do you feel better physically, mentally? I'm leading the question.
Thank you. Yeah, life changing in the sense that it changed my outlook on life. It gave me a different perspective. It made me be more accepting of myself as far as like successes and failures. It made me, I think, be more aware of the people around me and know what they might be going through as well. So emotionally, it was game-changing for me. Physically, it's been game-changing. I try to come here. My goal is to practice every day. It doesn't always happen, but my goal is to practice every day. So it's just a really amazing way to center myself and to appreciate then what my body's capable of. I love that sometimes I think I can't do something, and I do a wheel, and I was like, well, that was really great. So why wouldn't I try something else that might seem really hard or difficult? If I can do stuff in here, stand on my head or, you know, touch my toes when I didn't think I could, what else can I do? And so it's taught me this like amazing, it actually gives me the support in the community and outside of the community to try something new.
Well, it sounds like the class will be starting here shortly. Is it, have you met a new friend?
That's one of the greatest things about AM, I think, is the community that it's been building. We take a really targeted approach to being in the community, for the community, with the community. And so, yeah, I actually, it's funny, like a lot of times on Saturday afternoons, I come here and then, you know, you find yourself having lunch with some of the people that you were practicing with, or I've met some of the most amazing people in the studio that I know that I would have never met if it hadn't been for the studio. So,
and in, from you, describe the studio that we're standing in.
So it's this really amazing, I think, mix of sort of industrial, comforting, welcoming, homey space, right? And it's their personality with, like, their colors. And but, like, the floor is really warm and the air is really warm. But when you look around, it's sort of kind of edgy and cool. So I love the mix of that, too.
Nicholas Morse.
And Nicholas, you would be one of the participators in this upcoming class. What brings you here?
I love yoga for a lot of reasons. It's kind of fun being one of the only guys, but, you know, it gives me you know, a way to rebalance my life and the stresses that come on a day-to-day basis. So I love the teachers here, and, yeah, it's a great break.
So describe the class. What happens at High Noon?
High Noon, this is kind of a great physical class. So there's a lot of breath work, a lot of strength work, a lot of flow, and yeah, a lot of movement.
And have you found parts of your body that truly need this?
Yeah, I think it's a different part every single week, right? A lot of times my shoulders are really tense. As the ladies explain, a lot of times in the colder climate, we tend to kind of bunch our shoulders up and walk around and carry our stress there. So getting into class and relaxing those muscles and stretching them out really feels good afterwards.
Down dog. Do we do down dog?
Yes.
Yeah. What other poses? Do you remember any other ones?
Triangle.
Oh, that's a good one.
What about
child's pose?
Yeah, child's pose.
Tree.
And tree pose. And
up dog.
And up dog. Take a few moments just to dive right into your breath.
not having to change it or alter it at all, but just to observe it at first.
AM Yoga, Grand Rapids' first yoga and meditation studio. AmYoga111.com.